WTAW News Time is 5 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, your one-stop steel supply store on Highway 21 East in Bryan. Go to pioneerboys.com. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Bryan police are investigating two more armed robberies in convenience stores. Yesterday afternoon at 2, one black man with an unidentified weapon entered the Ready to Go store on South College, south of Coulter, and left with an undisclosed amount of money. No one was injured. Sunday night at 10, two skinny black men went into Sammy's Food Mart at 29th and Barrick across from Bryan High School and struck the clerk before leaving with an undisclosed amount of money. The employee was treated at the scene for minor injuries. 15 vehicles were spray painted in a West Bryan neighborhood. Police report total damage is estimated at $6,500 from the criminal mischief south of Villa Maria and west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway. The vehicles were parked on Broken Arrow Circle, Sandalwood Lane, Pebblebrook Lane, and Sleepy Hollow Lane. In one incident, it was reported that a firearm was taken from the vehicle. Bryan police made two arrests following separate crashes on Sunday. One was before sunrise, where three mailboxes and a water meter were hit on Tabor Road north of Highway 21. A witness assisted officers in finding a suspect walking on Old Hearn Road. That led to the arrest of 26-year-old Jordan Alvarado of Bryan for his second DWI. According to the arrest report, Alvarado says he let someone named Juan drive his vehicle because he had too much to drink, but after the crash, Juan tossed him the keys and took off. Sunday afternoon, police went to the area of Tatum and Graham Streets between 28th and Highway 21, where two parked cars and a pickup were struck. A witness told police the suspect's car landed in a ditch. The driver got out and gave the witness her keys, and then she ran into her house. 32-year-old Jeanette Carrion Ramos was arrested for leaving the scene, not having insurance, and not having a driver's license. New population numbers are in for the city of College Station.
108,179 residents as of August 1st.
Woohoo!
Woohoo! That's 4,300 more than a year ago.
Okay.
And 24,000 more than 10 years ago.
Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniac says residential platting is up 9% compared to 2 years ago when it was at 16%. There have been 505 houses platted with 3 months left in the year. The College Station School Board holds the first of what could be three special meetings tonight to finalize new campus boundaries.
The board decided they wanted more than 3 days to consider the final recommendations of a 37-member committee. Superintendent Clark Ely brought up the interest of a diverse population of more than 13,000 students.
45% of our students are non-white. Over 2,200 of our kids have at least one physical or intellectual disability and challenges before them. Students leave our classrooms and go home and speak 62 different languages in their homes. The ability for our kids to be around other kids who are different than them is extremely important. In fact, every student in College Station ISD deserves the opportunity to go to school with kids who are different than them.
Tonight's meeting starts at 6. According to the agenda, the board could vote on 5th through 12th grade boundaries and/or grandfathering policies. Bill Oliver, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
The first of 9 buildings as part of a $300 million conversion of the former Texas A&M Riverside campus is officially underway. A&M System Chancellor John Sharp says the Center for Infrastructure Renewal is only the second of its type in the country.
Test that asphalt. Test whether or not that asphalt can be mixed with other materials and things like that for cheaper, greener, better road bases, better concrete, whatever, better infrastructure.
Groundbreaking took place on the $70 million facility, which is a joint operation of the A&M Systems Transportation Institute and Engineering Experiment Station. Heavy rains this spring and summer have taken a toll on the local post oak tree population. Sheila McBride with the Texas Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab says even if trees have survived previous droughts, they could still be stressed.
So it was like a nail in the coffin with the rain. And post oaks don't like for there to be a lot of rain or standing water, around their roots.
McBride says environmental conditions also trigger plant pathogens, commonly known as a root rot, which cause the tree to die. If you think your post oak is dead or stressed out, McBride says to wait until the spring before cutting it down in case the tree is able to survive. More information is on their website at plantclinic.tamu.edu. WTAW News Time is 10 minutes after 8. It's 67 degrees. We'd love to hear from you. The text line is open at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Pioneer Steel and Pipe, One more look at the news at 8:30. You can always go online to WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
As the Brazos Valley's largest supplier of metal building components, pipe, and steel, Pioneer stocks a complete line of metal building and carport packages, from structural framework like I-beam and square tubing to sheet metal, trim packages, roll-up doors, and insulation. Pioneer is your one-stop shop. Metal buildings and carports are Pioneer Steel's specialty. Pioneer Steel, Highway 21 East. Call 979-589-2333 or on the web at pioneerboys.com.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik's Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Here's a chance to stake your support for veterans and their families with an evening of patriotic entertainment. The 4th Annual Stake Your Support Annual Steak and Cigar Dinner is Saturday, October 1st. Proceeds benefit veterans from the Brazos Valley and the Warrior and Family Support Center at Brooks Army Medical Center. Enjoy a live and silent auction and 40 swing music. A great party for a great cause. Saturday, October 1st at 6 o'clock in the Expo Center. Tickets and all the information is at BrazosValleyCares.org.
Good morning. Let's check some weather. It's 8:12. Weather's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy sky conditions for today. There could be a few widely scattered showers around us as well. Temperatures near 80 degrees during this afternoon. It'll generally become partly cloudy during tonight. Low temperatures 62 to 66. Then basically fair and warm weather into midweek. Sunshine and scattered clouds on Wednesday, 84 to 88. 60s at night. Mostly sunny and 84 to 88 on Thursday. This is Gary Bass, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
There you go. It's 8:13. So how's this for some kind of fun? Three 18-year-old brothers and their two 18-year-old sisters. That means they're quintuplets.
Uh-oh.
Oh, okay.
Have landed their first jobs together at a McDonald's in Michigan.
Okay.
Leith, Logan, and Lucas Curtis all work in the kitchen at the restaurant. Lauren Curtis works at the front counter of the drive-thru, and Lindsay Curtis handles the lobby. So they can't even be like L. Curtis on the payroll. Very confusing.
Right. Mm.
The Quint's mom jokingly called the McDonald's where they work McCurtis. They're non-identical quintuplets. Said that they
That would have been fun.
That would
have.
Can usually get through the workday without any customers even recognizing the fact that they're siblings.
Huh. Kind of cool.
There you go. All right. Let's see. So, anyhow, that commercial you gave me for the Rice Crinkles. That was really too creepy.
Just too creepy, right?
It really is. We had talked last hour about most popular cereals of all times, and a lot of older cereals were in there, and you found the commercial for Rice Crinkles, which, you know, and it's obvious it was from the 60s, because it was a black and white 1 minute commercial for breakfast cereal. And how appealing can cereal be in black and white?
Yeah.
True.
Think about it. Mm-hmm. I mean, any kind of food, just when you're talking about it, but if it's cereal, I mean, it's all going to be kind of pelletized.
Mm-hmm.
If it's a breakfast cereal. So I don't, but this guy was creepy looking.
I tried to send it to you, Chelsea. My phone's not sending videos for some reason.
Oh, no, okay.
But,
I'll look it up. Yeah. I'll look it up.
Not to leave you out as well.
No worries.
Or you don't have to, because it's really just
okay,
too creepy.
Okay, or maybe I'll just pass.
There's a clown, if you're not into clowns.
Oh, yeah.
Pass
okay.
on it.
Yeah, and, you know, heavy makeup kind of clown, your classic circus clown that you'd
okay.
see. And
yeah,
yes,
serial killer clown.
So,
yeah.
Oh, nice.
It does make me wonder, you know, I think that there were probably kids who were scared of clowns then, too.
Right.
This isn't like a new thing.
Right.
So who was the marketing
genius?
Yeah, at the cereal company who said, look, let's put a clown on the box and we'll do this clown 1 minute commercial black and white.
The scariest clown you've ever seen, too. It's not
right.
just like, let's put a clown. It's like, kids love clowns.
Yeah.
Let's get one.
Well, they don't really. Federal appeals court has tossed out a lawsuit that argued that an Alabama company racially discriminated against a woman by not hiring her because she refused to cut her dreadlocks. NBC News is reporting, in doing so, the 11th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals further found that in its ruling in September that hairstyles, while culturally associated with race, are not immutable physical characteristics tied to a race.
Yeah, that's,
which is true.
That's more of a dress code thing, really, isn't it?
Anybody could do cornrows if they wanted to. I mean, if they've got the hair to be able to do that. So, all right. So, have you been ripping MP3s out of the music streams?
No.
Okay.
Well, not in a while.
Okay. See, you, my friend, are in big trouble.
No.
Not you specifically yet. The Wall Street Journal says the music biz has filed a lawsuit against YouTubeMP3.org, claiming the site allows users to make MP3 files out of music streamed by record labels. Lawsuit claims that the YouTubeMP3.org makes it easy for more than 60 million individual users per month to steal music and violate copyright laws. So while they may not know right now, they do know.
Uh-oh.
And they may act on it at some point.
Interesting.
As long as they just let us play them, okay? I'm not going to burn any, I'm not going to rip any MP3s. I want to just be able to have it there so I can play it, which makes it a lot more fun to grab music whenever we're talking about something that might work for it. All right, so Twitter apparently is on the block out there.
Uh-oh.
Lots of speculation that soon will be part of a new, larger corporation. Mm. The 10-year-old social network service, which has long struggled to define what its core purpose is, may end up heading into one of the several distinctly different directions depending on who ends up paying for it. The companies included Salesforce, Disney, and Google.
Yep. Mm,
interesting. They have all shown interest in Twitter, which is working with investment bankers to evaluate its options, according to people familiar with the deal. With Salesforce.com, Twitter might turn its focus to customer service communication and mining its database of tweets for business intelligence. Mm. Google would likely be more interested in the social and news dimension of Twitter.
Mm-hmm.
Disney, by contrast, might see it as a way to expand the reach of its sports and entertainment programming. Hmm. And as we talked about yesterday, you know, they tried a couple of those. They did a football game on Thursday, and I forget what it was yesterday we were talking about. But Twitter is, and I actually, because I don't tweet, don't know, went and looked, because I did. I asked the question of Google, how does Twitter make money? And it says Twitter earns 85% or more of its revenue from advertising.
Yep.
In the second quarter of 2014, they posted advertising base of $277 million, which was more than double the amount of the revenue the social media had brought in the same time during 2013. So they'd more than doubled between 13 and 14. So that's the reason, obviously, a lot of people are catching it. And I guess they let it be known that they might be bought.
Right.
You know, if the price is right.
I like Twitter. I'm a huge fan of Twitter.
Okay.
Yeah.
But, advertising, there's, you know, you can sponsor your tweets so they show up even if I don't follow, you know, Ford.
Okay.
You know, a Ford tweet might pop up in my timeline or in my feed, excuse me, anyway, because they've paid Twitter to put it there.
Okay. Is that not intrusive to you?
Not on Twitter as much as it is on other social media platforms, I guess, because Twitter is so much of just kind of skimming through.
Okay.
So sometimes something will pop up and I'm kind of like, what is that? Oh, that's just a sponsored tweet. But it's so easy just to keep going. It doesn't really bother me. Now, if they were coming up every other tweet, then yeah, that would be, you know, impossible to go through your timeline without being interrupted that many times.
All right. So it's anecdotal. It's just you. And if anybody else wants to, you know, tweet in or call us about it.
Yep.
How many of said ads have you responded to?
Oh, none.
Okay. All right.
Zero.
So, again, I don't know what it costs.
I may have clicked on one.
All right.
And that's kind of my question is, like, for the people who really care about what Twitter does now, all the changes they're going to make, how is that going to make all those people feel?
Yeah, and that's true, because if they have X taking advantage of the product, as you change, then what will you do? And if we go back to the story about the three different directions that they could go, mm-hmm. Salesforce, again, might turn its focus to customer service communications and mining its database of tweets for business intelligence. Okay, that's up until right now.
Mm-hmm.
If the number of people who are on Twitter because it changes decide not to play anymore, first they're going to have to find someplace else to go. But once they do, doesn't that business intelligence become less accurate?
Sure.
And certainly from a smaller database. So Google likely, again, interested in the social and news dimensions. Now there, that's no reason to think that it would shrink.
Right.
That's just one more way for you to get the news.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And then Disney, same thing. They might expand its sports and entertainment programming.
Right.
So, but now, do you access Twitter on a desktop at home or on a larger platform than just your phone? Again, you anecdotally.
At home, no.
Okay.
At work, yes. Mm-hmm. My Twitter is up on my desktop all the time. At home, I'm typically, or, you know, out other than work, I'm typically on my phone when looking at Twitter.
Because, again, when we've had that discussion, I don't know necessarily how a 20-year-old, let's say 20 to 30-year-old, wants to have entertainment or sports programming. I mean, do they want to have it on a handheld device, or do they need to have it on something larger than that? And again, for a short period of time, oh, hey, look at this cat video is one thing, or hey, look at that sporting event is really something else.
Yeah, I'm going to watch a cat video on my phone, but probably not an entire football game.
But see, just an example, this weekend we were traveling and my dad watched almost an entire NFL game on his phone.
Oh,
because
that's all.
I mean, it's not ideal, but, you know, if you're on the go, then maybe that's something that you would do.
Well, and I'm sure they're running the numbers to see if that's a viable opportunity for
right.
them. So, a Toronto elementary school trying to reduce garbage in their pail and have a lower carbon footprint on the planet. In an effort to do so, they have banned juice boxes from students' lunches.
God.
Can you imagine?
Just take away their childhood.
I know, right?
Not only does it reduce garbage, but also sugar, you see, in the kids' diets. No.
So what about soda? Can they bring soda cans?
Well, see, the school has become known as a certified eco school.
Oh, probably not then. They probably banned soda cans like 8 years ago.
Right, and plan on keeping the title. Less garbage, less sugar. Other schools might be looking to adopt the idea.
So, you know, if you're a kid now and you have your juice box, you know, you can flip the little tabs up on the side there and blow it up with air when you're done with it, and then smash it on the table and it makes a loud pop.
Oh, that'd be fun.
Don't do that in elementary school. Yeah, you'll get in trouble.
Well, but now here's the deal. What if you were a community... What if you're a community that is maybe redrawing the attendance zones for your schools? Okay. And that, I don't know, that might be an emotional situation for parents. I could be wrong. But it might seem that anecdotally, at least I can think of one city where it has kind of caught the interest of some parents when it comes to actually drawing the attendance zones. Because they talked about how those kids want to be able to be around other kids that are their buds, okay, as they grow up.
Sure.
Well, that's why if you do something like this, you have to really kind of become an eco-school district, because what if Campus A decides it wants to be an eco-school and Campus B doesn't, and your child was going to go to A and now is going to B, and now you're going to have to sit them down at the table, and you're going to have to explain to them about the ecology and how if they don't have a ball pit to play in.
That's what I was going to say. Give them a
they're
ball
not
pit.
Safe.
Yeah. Well, yeah, that's right.
And one of our texters just texted in, what about milk cartons?
That's excellent.
Which, you know, you don't typically see in a packed lunch from home, but in the cafeteria, I wonder if that's something that they've
whether the kids
addressed.
Bring it in or whether the school has it on campus, it still has to be disposed
that's,
of.
Yeah, exactly. I was going to say, what about the kids who are going to be in trouble for bringing juice box to school?
So, I mean, what are they pushing for? Reusable water bottles?
You know, I'm not exactly sure. By the way, if you've already dropped your child off at school and you didn't give them chocolate milk on their lunch, today is chocolate milk day.
That's right.
Mm-hmm. So I'd say go ahead and make a run. Swap it out with chocolate milk.
Pick up some corned beef hash because it's corned beef hash
day,
too.
Well, that too. You know, go ahead and take it to school, put their name on it, and that way they can have chocolate milk, right? Okay.
Or give them a soda can and let it crush it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
that's right.
Can crushing day.
Can crush day as well. Hello?
Yeah, did you see that? Yeah, school in Canada, was that in this cuckoo school? Was that what it was called?
Yeah, exactly. Hello.
I seen where the parents were protesting this by sending 3 to 4 extra napkins in their kids' lunch each day and instructing them to use them and throw them away.
You know, you're right. That, you are a devious person to do that. Hello?
Thermos. It's called a thermos.
Yeah,
it
man.
Is. It yeah. is. Yeah. But you remember, now, okay, so did you guys ever take a thermos to school?
Sure.
Okay.
I don't think so.
All right, so Brad, did you ever break your thermos?
I never actually broke a thermos,
yeah,
no. They're pretty tough to break.
Yeah, no, but I broke the glass on the inside.
Oh, see, boy.
There's nothing worse than opening that up and seeing little shards of glass and going, oh, that won't
work. Oh, my
gosh. Work.
Oh.
Yeah, yeah, no. I know, that's the way it used to be. That's the way it used to be. I can't.
I drank out of juice boxes and milk cartons,
that's
okay?
All right. But, you know, but see, Chelsea, it wasn't cold then, was it? It wasn't sufficiently cold. Or did you
you're
freeze
right.
it?
No, you're right. Okay. You're
could
right.
Could have frozen it maybe. See,
I ate at school a lot.
Yeah.
So I ate from the cafeteria.
Okay.
And so my milk cartons were cold,
yeah.
you know, in the little refrigerator whenever yeah. I picked them out.
The caller has a good point. He called it a thermos. And what would you do today, kid? Go. Well, you know, it's like a Yeti. Oh, a Yeti!
Oh, a Yeti! Oh, okay.
I didn't know what a thermos was. Hello.
I guess the safest thing for kids to do is just go outside and open their mouth when it's raining. That way, they can get drink.
That's yep. exactly right. It's wow. Who knows?
Sugar
what's
free
in the rain these days. That's
sugar
great.
Free,
Hello.
Fat free.
Hello.
And y'all are talking about schools being, you know, the eco-friendly school. Or
yeah,
whatever.
Yeah.
I heard about a district out in, of course, California. But where every school is a magnet school, there's
uh-huh.
like an eco school, there's like a health and fitness school, and there's all elementary school.
Okay, all right, that's
wow.
yeah, that's because they've got all the money they need out there to
right.
do that.
Right,
yeah, they need that.
It's where we're headed.
Okay, that's it. All right, it's 8:27.
Shinko with your money now. Disney is apparently interested in buying Twitter. The media and entertainment juggernaut would be joining Salesforce.com and Alphabet as companies reported to be interested in acquiring Twitter's business. Verizon Communications and Microsoft have also been tossed around as potential bidders. Blue, a company that's among the leaders in USB microphones, wants you to get a Raspberry. The Raspberry is a top-line USB and iOS mic designed to produce studio-quality audio from a non-studio environment. The company says the Raspberry can be used for podcasts, on-location interviews, and the like. The device goes on sale today for $200. One of hockey's most hated innovations is making a comeback, the glowing puck. The NHL and sports technology company Sportvision are using this year's World Cup of Hockey as a chance to test updated tracking technology that was first used in the 90s by Fox Sports. That's your money now.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyzed my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
Your personal success takes a financial partner who values it as much as you do. Learn more at TIAA.org.
It started at Bunko Night. A little tickle in my throat, says Sandra. Then comes Colin barking like a seal. That cough, that's the flu. And then it spreads to Edna, to Wiley, to Marjorie. But when it comes to your door, you won't be answering because you got your flu shot at Rite Aid, where they care about you and your health. So while they're seeing doctors and sweating through fevers, you'll be teaching your granddaughter the two-deck shuffle. Shield yourself at Rite Aid before it's too late. If you're over 65, the CDC recommends flu and pneumonia shots. No appointments necessary, and they're free with Medicare Part B. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Flu vaccines available while supplies last. Age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacy for details.
Let's do some weather real quick while we're waiting on Kim to get loaded up, okay? Your Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications, 775-2929. Well, showers made it a little bit humid, but it's gotten a lot cooler, and that's kind of nice. We still have a 10% chance of some showers coming up today, but after that, the rest of the week looks pretty good. High temperature will be maybe the middle 80s, but north winds, and by the time we get to Thursday and Friday nights, we're looking at lows. It'll be down below 60, so let's enjoy that. Right now, it's 68 outside.
Yesterday, we learned that even if you're not a Yahoo customer, you could still be a victim of Yahoo's negligence in the largest data breach in history. Kim Commando with your Tuesday Digital Consumer Tech Update. If you don't think you have a Yahoo account, you could still be affected. Yahoo owns the blog and photo sharing websites Tumblr and Flickr. Perhaps you opened a free Yahoo email account years ago and just stopped using it. Millions have dormant online accounts and don't know it. The single most effective way to protect yourself against hackers is to close all old accounts. Even old data can still be hacked and used to harm you. Here are some accounts to check: MySpace, Hotmail, AOL, and the big fad games like Farmville. When you grow tired of Pokemon, close it down too. If you're not actively using Twitter, eBay, Google, Facebook, PayPal, or any other online service within the past year, close them. If you change your mind, they will always welcome you back. Get all the breaking tech news updated all the time at news.commando.com. That's KOMANDO.
Cybercrime is real. It affects real people like you and me, and it's not going away. The threat changes every day. The number one question I'm asked is, how do I protect myself? Do what I do. Use Kaspersky Lab. In my business and at my home, Kaspersky is providing me with the best protection 24/7 with their arsenal of experts who evaluate new malware and fight threats every day. Kaspersky Lab stays ahead of the game. Trust me when I tell you, I've done my research, and I made the switch to Kaspersky Lab. Even if you're using another product, cancel it now and upgrade to Kaspersky Lab. As a Kim Commando listener, when you add or upgrade to Kaspersky Lab, you'll get 50% off, plus a 30-day money-back guarantee if you're not fully satisfied. I trust the Kaspersky brand, and you should too. Learn more at Kaspersky.com and use promo code Kim. That's Kaspersky.com, promo code Kim.
The Kim Commando Show is brought to you by Kubota. Value, efficiency, and performance. Find a Kubota dealer near you at TexasKubotaDealers.com.
WTAW News Time is 8:32 at 67 degrees. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. Tonight is the first of up to three special College Station school board meetings attempting to reach a decision on new campus boundaries.
Before the board delayed action last week, Superintendent Clark Ely brought up CSISD's diverse student population.
When you drive around College Station, you may think that everyone in College Station is white and drives a four-wheel drive vehicle, but that is not the case. College Station ISD.
One parent who ran out of time when speaking to the board took issue with Ely's statement.
I have lived in this town, and the comment that was made about everybody perceives that you're white and you drive. No, that's not the perception of this community. I disagree with that statement.
Thank you, sir.
Dr. Ely says out of 13,200 students, 45% are not white. Over 2,200 have at least one physical or intellectual disability, and they speak 62 languages. According to the agenda, the board could finalize new boundaries and or grandfathering policies regarding 5th through 12th grade campuses at tonight's meeting, which starts at 6. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620, WTAW.
The numbers are in, and no secret here, College Station is still growing. Mayor Nancy Berry on WTAW's The Infomaniacs says population numbers are up, but residential platting is not quite as high as it was 2 years ago.
It was up 16%. This year it's up 9%, so that's still pretty significant growth. We've had 505 houses platted, and we still have 3 months to go.
Berry says the city's population is just over 108,000, which is 4,300 more residents than a year ago and 24,000 more than 10 years ago. Groundbreaking has taken place on a $70 million research, training, and educational building at the Texas A&M Systems Relis Center. Vice Chancellor and Dean of A&M's Engineering College, Catherine Banks, listed many issues that will be tackled at the new Center for Infrastructure Renewal.
As you know, our roads, our highways, bridges, many of our transit systems are aging at a rate that we could not replace. The stability of our pipeline systems for energy, water, and wastewater is uncertain. Efforts to address these challenges with currently outdated materials and technology that is outdated as well are costing taxpayers billions of dollars while only temporarily addressing the problems.
The center is the first of 9 new buildings as part of the $300 million conversion of the former Riverside campus. If you have a dead post oak tree on your property, chances are you're not alone.
So many phone calls, emails, and then here in the diagnostic lab, we've received well over 100 samples this summer.
Sheila McBride from the Texas Plant Disease Diagnostic Lab says heavy rains this spring and summer are to blame for the widespread post-oak decline. More information is online at plantclinic.tamu.edu. The owners of 15 vehicles in a West Bryan neighborhood started their day yesterday dealing with damage from spray painting. Police report all the vehicles were in an area west of Harvey Mitchell Parkway and south of Villa Maria, and the owner of one of the vehicles reported losing a firearm. Anyone with information is asked to contact Bryan Police. Two convenience store armed robberies took place in Bryan in a 16-hour period. Sunday night at 10, two skinny black men, one with a gun, entered Sammy's Food Mart at 29th and Barrick across from the Bryan High School. In addition to taking an undisclosed amount of money, the suspects are accused of assaulting the clerk, who was treated at the scene for minor injuries. And yesterday afternoon at 2, one black man with an undisclosed weapon went into the Ready to Go store on South College, south of Coulter, and left with an undisclosed amount of money. No one was injured. WTAW News Time is 8:36. It's 67 degrees. You can text us any time of the day, 979-695-1620. More news today at noon, or you can always go online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Ready to get started on your next metal project? Let Hilco guide you through the entire process. They can design a metal building to fit your needs and set you up with a contractor to help with construction. The Hilco staff has broad experience with building designs ranging from carports, garages, and hay barns to office warehouses, mini storage, and the newest trend of barn dominiums, which combine living quarters with shop space for the ultimate country retreat. Give them a call at 936-825-0500 or visit HilcoSupply.com.
Come on down to Hilco. Come on down and see. We got everything that your metal project needs.
Hilco Metal Roofing Supply, 936-825-0500 or HilcoSupply.com.
Howdy, this is Pat Sefcik. It's been over 40 years since my dad Leon opened for business. The year was 1972, gas was 55 cents a gallon, and Richard Nixon was in office. For over 44 years, Sefcik's has been providing the BCS with full-service car repair. In appreciation of our loyal customers, we are going back to old-fashioned full service for free. Just pull up to any of our pumps, and we'll pump your fuel, check under the hood, and air up your tires.
Family-owned and operated Sefcik Service Center, down from the post office in College Station.
Good morning, let's check some weather, shall we? It's 8:37. The weather's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new Can-Am Spyder and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East, or click on actionsportstx.com.
Partly to mostly cloudy sky conditions for today. There could be a few widely scattered showers around us as well. Temperatures near 80 degrees during this afternoon. It'll generally become partly cloudy during tonight. Low temperatures 62 to 66. Then basically fair and warm weather into midweek. Sunshine and scattered clouds on Wednesday, 84 to 88. 60s at night. Mostly sunny and 84 to 88 on Thursday. I'm Gary Best, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
So they go. We were discussing Twitter. And I got a text because I don't tweet.
Right.
You know, so I got a text and we were discussing what the possibilities might be on that. So let me find here. Okay, it says, so if Twitter combined with Facebook and YouTube, would you call it YouTwitface? Which I kind of like.
Definitely.
I think you'd have to at that point.
Yeah. So I was on YouTwitface today. Huh? Do what?
What'd you call me?
Yeah. So there. So we'll see
funny,
if we can
funny,
get that
funny.
Figured out. That's it. All right. So, Leah's here this morning. How are you today?
Good.
Okay, I'm supposed to have an animal story.
Story.
I do when I well, you've seen Caruso, right? The dachshund.
Yeah.
I know. Have you guys said Chelsea?
No.
Fred?
Okay. Nope. Caruso the dachshund.
Caruso the dachshund. This is a money machine. It's a it's a black miniature dachshund, and I hadn't seen it. My wife told me about it because I'd had a story about it, and we never got around to doing it. And she showed me. In fact, Caruso just had back surgery or something.
Something.
And they showed that.
Yeah.
I mean, this guy, he lives up in Canada. He's been making tons of money off of this puppy for a long time. He does hydrotherapy.
Mm-hmm.
Got him in the goggles, okay? Put him in there, and he's walking in the water.
Oh.
I mean, it is really something.
How's he making money off
before.
Of him?
Well, yeah, I mean, he does tricks and they do videos and then people see.
Okay.
And then I think what he did is he probably did a GoFundMe thing for the surgery.
Oh.
and he got probably way more money than
17 times more than I needed.
Yeah, exactly. So we got that going on.
Actually, I think I saw them using that for an overweight cat. There was a cat who was really, really overweight.
Oh,
and they
really?
Made him do, yeah, like water aerobics to lose weight.
You. Here's the story. Town in Alaska wants to put cats on leashes. Okay? Pat Porter, who is the mayor of Kinney, Alaska, has proposed a new leash law that makes it illegal for cats to run free. The idea was born after local residents began complaining about cats roaming freely, which they do. Under current city ordinances, many animals are required to be restrained, but cats aren't currently on that list. The city council will vote on the issue October the 5th.
If you can get a cat on a leash, good luck.
Not that crazy, because cats apply on our leash law here in College Station.
Is that right?
Wow. Yes.
Well, you know, I don't know if we talked about it on the air, but the discussion about cats have really not been domesticated nearly as long
as
dogs.
We
and
did.
Yeah, and that cats are hunters. And so they really don't want to be
so
on a leash.
What
I'm sure.
That translates to is keep your cat on your property.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, makes sense.
Yep. Good luck there.
Yeah, right. Well, and again, just talk to the feral cat people, because that will bring their claws out, so to speak.
Yeah, we won't go down there.
Okay, we won't do that. All right, so we're going to talk about what's going
toxins.
On. Humane
we'll
Society. Yeah,
dogs.
Exactly. Yeah.
Great leashed event.
Uh-huh.
Wiener Fest. You can bring your dog out, your dachshund out, your wannabe a wiener out, you know. I would say if your cat walked on a leash, bring your cat. But most of those dogs, being dachshunds, also bred for vermin control originally.
Good point.
High prey drive.
Yeah.
Not conducive to having your cat at the event with a bunch of dogs. So that's just going to go poorly all together.
Yeah. They sometimes just chase each other because that's
their dachshunds. That's what they do.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. So Wiener Fest, October 14th, 15th, and 16th. So it's 2 weeks away pretty much.
Right.
I'm going to be here before we know it. We talked about that in June. And we have a lot of opportunities for people to actually participate, whether that's have your dachshund run in the races or, you know, we have the 5K in the morning. There's this year being the 10th annual. We also have the hot dog contest, hot dog cook-off contest. So
okay.
It's not just hot dog eating contest.
Okay.
It's actually
All
cook-off
right.
contest.
All right.
And then there's 2 days of races. You get a lot of opportunities to race more this year. So it's a lot of fun. The costume contest open to all breeds of dogs. The wannabe a wiener race open to non-dachshund breeds of dogs as well, just divided based on size. And then we have on Saturday, we actually have our microchip company has donated microchips for the event, and we will be giving away 75 microchips on Saturday.
Oh, fun.
So from the start of the event, and 75, that's it.
Okay.
You know, free registration
gone,
with
gone.
That, national registration with every microchip. So we're going to be doing that Saturday. So that's going to be a little different for us there as well. So a lot of different things going on. Great opportunity for groups, sororities, fraternities, core groups, church groups, other organizations. You have just a couple of friends you want to get together and volunteer. We are going to need a ton of them to spread out over the course of those couple of days.
Yep,
so
yep.
It's going to be a busy couple of days here in 2 weeks. So plenty of time to still get in. Bark Leaders is wrapping up this week so that we can get their costumes made so that we can announce them at Wiener Fest. So go online, check them out, vote for your favorite dog. The dog that raises the most money will become our bark leader, will be our alpha bark leader, and then we'll have our senior and junior bark leaders.
Oh, all righty. There we go. So, something for everybody.
Exactly. And then in the spring, for those people who are going, well, that's dogs. What about the cats again? That's where our perfect pageant comes in the springtime. Mm-hmm. So just watch for that as well. So go to our website, aggielandhumane.org, for more information. Go over the events tab down to Wiener Fest. It'll give you more information you'll ever want to know about Wiener Fest on that page. So a whole lot of fun. Again, aggielandhumane.org.
All right. Thanks for the time this morning. Mm-hmm. Visit with those folks on Tuesdays, and also the Chamber. And Royce is here this morning. How are you today?
I'm fine. Good to see you.
Thank you. Good to see you, too. So as usual, we're busy.
We have a lot going on, and really get started tomorrow. We have the Inside BCS, the one-day leadership program. It's a briefing by our community leaders, sponsored by Texas Commercial Waste and Bottom Line Bookkeeping. You call us this morning, we can still get you in over there, 260-5200. It's from 8 to 3:30 at the George Bush Presidential Library and Museum. $75 if you're a member, $85 if you're not. So give us a call and come out and learn a lot about the community. We have a Business After Hours Thursday night this week. This is our second one for the month. It's out at Neutral Posture in North Bryan on Texas Avenue, and Rebecca and her folks do a great job out there. It's 5:30 to 7. The event is free, and the public's invited. And then we have a health and wellness luncheon coming up on Tuesday, October the 4th, next week, sponsored by Texas A&M Health Science Center. It's How to Create a Healthy Work Culture, featuring Jack Buckley, used to be out at St. Joseph, and is really does work all over the country in an advisory capacity in that sense. It's $30 for members, $35 if you're not a member. Table of eight is $350. Again, it's Tuesday the 4th from 11:30 to 1, and it's out at the Texas A&M Equine Center complex. So I've not been out there, so I'm very excited to go out and see what that's like.
Sure.
And then, again, that's sponsored by Texas A&M Health Science Center. Our Youth to Career Fair is coming up on Wednesday, October the 19th. Sylvan Learning Center is our sponsor. It's from 9 to 2:30 at Brazos County Expo. And it is free to have a booth. We just need you to let us know. This is where we bring in about 2,500 to 3,000 eighth graders, and we talk about career opportunities. An incredible opportunity for you to help influence young lives and also get the exposure to your business. Again, it's free for a booth. Just give us a call, and we'll get you signed up for that, and we'll feed you lunch as well. And then save the date for annual banquet on November the 14th. That's a Monday. And I might just give you a little glimpse. We've confirmed that Senator Cornyn will be a speaker at a luncheon we're going to have on Veterans Day, the 11th, the Friday the 11th, just before that, and we'll get you more details about that later. But the banquet's sponsored by the City of College Station, 6 to 9 at the Hilton, and we've got tables of 12, tables of 10, tables of 8, and individual tickets for that. Deluxe ribbon cutting Wednesday the 5th for Casino Electric. They're out on Highway 21 in Bryan. We have a ribbon cutting Wednesday the 28th. That's mañana. Apex Saloon and a salon. I'm sorry.
Okay. There's a difference.
Well, we were talking about some other things off the air.
Yeah, so there. That's what. Yeah, exactly. That's what made you think of it. Yeah.
Apex Salon and Cutter, and that's in the Cole Shopping Center. That'll be 4:30 to 5:30, and then we have another ribbon cutting Friday the 30th. For RNR Tires and Wheels there on Texas Avenue in Bryan. That's 11:30 to 12. Inner Circle Spotlight for our Platinum members, Wells Fargo Bank. And as always, if you need more information, 260-5200 or bcschamber.org.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks. Appreciate the time, sir.
Yep. That's it. That's folks from the Chamber on Tuesdays as well. It's the community segment brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Agency, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
80 years ago, life was simple, and so was insurance. Since 1936, Van Dyke Rankin has been insuring your family and business, protecting those things most important to you. As a business owner, you've poured your blood, sweat, and tears into your passion. So save money while working with someone you know and someone you trust. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance. People just like you, providing insurance services with honesty and integrity.
You won't find many local businesses that have been around for 70 years, but Acme Glass has. They started in 1946 in downtown Bryan, where they are right now. The Moreheads have been providing glass for people under all sorts of circumstances ever since then. Now, they've added a location in College Station across the main entrance from A&M. But Acme Glass has done this from day one, and that is give you the service that you want with a quality product. Glass still does what glass has always done, but it does even more now. And if you'd like to see some of the uses of glass, especially in homes and businesses that Acme Glass has done around town, then stop by and they'll be glad to show you, share some examples. Of course, you think of auto glass, and that makes perfect sense because that's how most of us interact when it comes to needing some sort of glass repair or replacement. And Acme Glass can fix those little pops that happen when a pebble or something gets thrown up into your windshield. They'll do it while you wait, and quite often your insurance can take care of that for you. And remember that if you buy your windshield from Acme Glass and you have those pops or little cracks right there, they'll fix those for you free for as long as you own the car. Again, in downtown Bryan and across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
Hi, Hi, this is Debbie Lewis. I have a show on Sunday mornings that can make a difference for you and your family. Brazos Wellness, sponsored by College Station Medical Center, focuses on local doctors, healthcare providers, and wellness experts from right here in the Brazos Valley. This Sunday morning at 8, I'll be speaking with The Med about endometriosis. The Rejuvenation Med Spa is open for business. We're going to talk about diet mistakes and top 10 diets. Be sure to listen Sunday mornings at 8 here on 1620 WTAW.
Good morning. About 10 minutes till the Infomaniacs on News Talk 1620 WTAW. Happy birthday to Google today. Google.
Ooh, how old is Google?
I don't know. I'll find it. I don't need to know yet. When I need to know, I'll find out, right? Okay.
Yeah.
But yeah, Google's not, I'm not sure. All right. So a man arrested Sunday after asking police if they had found his misplaced briefcase. It was full of cocaine. I know. Seattle police say the 19-year-old stopped to pet someone's dog, but left his briefcase behind. The dog's owner grabbed it and hauled it over to an officer who was directing traffic outside Centrelink Field. That's where the Seattle Seahawks play on Sunday. Officer opened it in hopes of locating the owner. Inside, he found four large bags and 27 smaller bags full of cocaine. 154 grams in all.
That's what you get.
Yeah, but conveniently, it contained a man's ID card, too. And a cell phone. And a scale. And some pills. And a small amount of marijuana.
And a written confession.
Yeah, really. Not long after that, the owner stopped back by CenturyLink and asked officers if they'd found a briefcase. Police say that the man claimed that it had some important paperwork that he needed right away. Yeah, he was pretty much arrested.
Yeah, quote. Paperwork. Yeah, quote, unquote, paperwork. I found out, by the way, Google is 18.
There we go. And happy 18th.
You know, on their website, they are showing, you know, they always have their little deal where they have the Google name is always made to look some sort of way. They've got it with little party hat on and everything like that. But if you Google how old is Google,
yeah,
it says that the date it was founded was September 4th, 1998.
Well, now, so that's confusing.
It is. Google thinks it's its own birthday, but apparently it doesn't.
Well... And see, that's the whole thing is do people need to really know how old you are?
No.
Well, and they don't. And especially if you're, for instance, a Hollywood type.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so, of course, they ask for some sort of special dispensation or protection, and they got it. Governor Jerry Brown has signed legislation that says that if a star asked to have their birth date taken off Internet Movie Database, IMDb has to do that.
Okay, but they're going to be... You can find that anywhere, though. Just
yeah.
IMDb takes it off, but Wikipedia still has it,
yeah.
And...
Yep,
just
say the Actors Guild lobbied for legislation.
You know what? If anything, it just makes me mad when I find out how old they are and they still look that dang
yeah.
good.
Yeah.
Most of them.
Age discrimination is a major problem in our industry and it must be addressed.
Oh, so you're saying a director is not going to have other resources
yeah.
than IMDb to find out how old you are.
Well, but it's the idea then. They look at that. They go, oh, nope, they can't put them in there.
That's
They're too
dumb.
Old for that
I'm
job.
I'm guessing that they... ask you what your age is on the application for the audition.
But your birth
you know?
Date.
It should yeah. be there, you'd
yeah.
think.
Yeah.
Good news for some TV shows after the results of the DVR numbers from week one were included in the weekly ratings.
Ooh.
First of all, Big Bang Theory picked up nearly 30% more audience, gets up to 20.3 million viewers. NBC series This Is Us picked up 50%.
Ooh, I watched it on my DVR,
now,
so yeah.
What is that?
That's the one where I don't want to like totally ruin it for you, but the show starts off with four different people who are all celebrating their 36th birthday.
Okay.
And it's kind of telling their stories individually throughout the episode, and at the end there's this huge twist where you realize how they're all connected.
Oh, okay. All right. Okay.
And so
So what happens next week? Is it a new group of four people?
Well,
or
no. It's the same four people, but
okay.
It's on tonight. So we'll.
Right,
I'll probably
goes.
Watch it and
okay.
revisit with you
All
tomorrow.
Right. Very good. And then Michael Waverly's new show, Bull, which sucks.
Oh, really?
Was only up 20. Aww, was up 25%.
Poor Tony.
Well, but let's see. I mean, the first one was really not good.
Okay.
Just really not good.
Mm.
And they just left a whole lot. It's almost like they're telling the story and they go, oh, my God, we've only got 4 minutes to finish. Boom, we're done.
Oh,
and wrap
so
it up.
You didn't get some questions answered along the
okay.
way that they probably should have. So I was just hoping as a rollout that it would be better than that. But also pretty good numbers for Friday night for CBS. All three of their network slots were number one in their time slots. MacGyver, which I captured, and I want to see that. I never saw the original MacGyver. I understand what it was about, so I want to try that one and see if it works. Hawaii Five-0 won and Blue Bloods won. So there we are. So that's kind of the news as far as TV is concerned.
And The Voice, it continued yesterday. And then again tonight.
That's right, I had that. I'm sorry.
And then Dancing with the Stars was on last night.
I feel so horrible that I didn't mention that.
It's okay. It's okay.
But you're keeping us up to date.
How's Rick Perry doing?
I don't know. I didn't look either. I was watching the debate.
Sure.
Kind of.
No surprise here, NBC picked up its reality series Better Late Than Never for a second season. The show, which has ranked in the top 20 since its first episode, stars Henry Winkler, William Shatner, Terry Bradshaw, George Foreman, and comedian Jeff Dye. The group of stars went on a tour of Asia together, and the group is all set to come back for season two as well. Nobody's talking about where they'll visit yet. Okay.
Interesting.
Wow.
It looked funny, but I'm that's okay.
Matt LeBlanc, I kind of like him. I didn't like him.
Yeah,
I never
Joey.
Saw him in Friends, but I saw him in a show called Episodes, which I enjoyed. Anyhow, he has been asked back to host BBC's Top Gear program for another two seasons. So we'll see how all that works out.
But the other guy, no?
Well, it looks like former host Chris Stevens has left the series because of falling ratings. Is is that the guy you're talking about?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I know that there's been a lot of controversy. Yeah.
Well, his leaving did not affect the series. Apparently, Matt LeBlanc being there is the causative factor for things going well.
So. Well, all right.
All right.
All right, here we go. Today, don't forget, it's Chocolate Milk Day. Woo-hoo. I want to tell you one more time because you still have time to run get some chocolate milk and take it to your kiddo and be that parent.
Yep.
We did have a listener text in the picture of their chocolate milk.
Okay.
Thank
excellent.
You.
That is what we will. Now, you know, was it like Bosco or like
it was Borden.
Hershey's?
Borden.
Oh,
yeah. Dutch. Okay. So Dutch chocolate milk.
Yeah. See, that is.
That's the good
so,
stuff.
And it's so thick.
Yeah.
It's so
creamy.
Thick. Yeah, you can. I mean, look, put that in the freezer until it's got just a little ice crystals in it. And thank me later. It's not bad at all.
Hey, Recipe Alley, it's Pete Laird with Harvey Washbangers. It's fall, and October's right around the corner. So our specialty burger this month is not a burger at all. It's a wonderful Reuben sandwich with warm, thin sliced corned beef piled up on grilled deli rye. We melt Swiss cheese over the top and cover that with tangy sauerkraut. We've even made our own homemade sauce that gives the sandwich a unique twist. Surrounded by our homemade kettle chips, this one might even make you yodel. Also, Michael has brought back our homemade toasted coconut pie. Now understand, this is not your typical coconut pie with all that stiff, sticky meringue on top. Instead, think coconut cheesecake covered in toasted coconut and pecans, nestled on a crust of pecan shortbread cookies and served with tangy raspberry sauce. I'd be willing to bet you've never had a coconut pie like this coconut pie. I've even had a couple of people tell me they're coming back later for a piece once they realized it was back. Come enjoy both at Harvey Washbangers, 1802 Texas Avenue, just south of Harvey Road and College Station. Home of the Banger Burger, the Brazos Valley's first and still best gourmet burger.
Give your truck authority. Texas Truck Riggins will help you hook up your rig the way you want it with a wide variety of truck accessories, spray-in bed liners, grill guards, toolboxes, goosenecks, and more. The best products well within your budget. We can also powder coat patio furniture, old iron beds, and wheels, just to name a few. All with quick turnaround and straightforward answers to your questions. Visit Texas Truck Riggins on South College Street across from the Lake of the Bryan Municipal Golf Course. Find us on Facebook or visit us at txtruckriggins.com.
All right, here we go. It's a couple of minutes till. Just saying, as people age, the harmful effects of heavy drinking can take a toll on their key brain functions like memory, attention, and learning. A new study from the University of Florida, where they probably started with about 18-year-olds there and moved up, and I found that older people who were heavy drinkers had lower scores on tests of so-called cognitive function. That included impaired learning skills, memory, and motor function. Really, motor function.
Interesting.
What? No.
Yeah, lifetime history of alcohol dependence also linked to those same cognitive problems. So there you are. Just know what you're doing and you know, make your decision after that.
Hey, you know, if Google is 18 today, then that means that the kids who graduated high school just this past before the summer, they've never lived in a world without Google.
Wow.
We did talk about that. They have never lived in a world without Google, and they know exactly what it is. And we, on the other hand, used to talk about things. What did you call it before you Googled something, right? You had to actually go look it up somewhere. Hello?
An encyclopedia.
Yeah.
Oh, shoot, I forgot what I was calling about.
Okay, that's perfect. Happens.
Awesome.
Yeah, no, that was, He's making fun about being old and drinking. All right, so anyway, today, also happy birthday to the answering machine.
Oh.
On this date in 1950. And, you know, and then it got just to the point, hey, man, this is Joe. Call me.
Yeah.
But no, that's
I had a perfect. We had a really cool family answering message when you used to call our house.
Uh-huh.
It basically went through a whole, it was kind of long, but it went through a whole baseball plot, and at the end it said, we're all out. Leave us a message.
Oh, wow. Okay, there you are.
It was really cute.
Very good. All right, that and happy birthday to the Google folks, and it's going to be a nice day today with no rain and cool nights throughout the week. WTAW College Station, Brian, it's 9 o'clock.